Hey, it's Tuesday, and we are looking at Mark chapter 11. We're going to be in the 14th through the 20th verse, and then we're going to pick it up again from the 20th to the 24th verse. So we learn about a little incident that Jesus has with a fig tree. This is also found in Matthew chapter 21, but it's Monday morning, the week of Jesus' crucifixion, and Jesus walks over the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. And then I'm just going to pick it up and read a few verses here. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. Now, this is quite interesting if we just read this at face value and don't know really what Jesus is doing here. What was he doing? Why was Jesus cursing this fig tree? It ends up getting withered and dies. Did Jesus just have anger issues? Because if we read the very next verse, he goes to the temple in Jerusalem and angrily clears the temple. And so that leads us to think, is he just having a bad day? Is he irritable because the crucifixion's just a few days away and he's stressed? I mean, what is this? Well, I don't think it's any of those things. Jesus didn't have anger problems. His anger was always righteous anger. But Jesus right here in front of his disciples is acting out a parable. So he usually just tells parables. Here he takes the opportunity to act one out. So thinking of this fruitless fig tree, Jesus is making the point that fruitless religion is not okay. People who look good from a distance, as they approach that fig tree, it would have looked great. It says it was in leaf, it probably looked great. But as they got closer, it was obvious that it was fruitless. And Jesus is making the point, this is the way that it is with a lot of people from the outside. He made the same kind of parable comparisons with cups that are clean on the outside and dirty on the inside, or graves that are whitewashed and look beautiful on the outside, but inside they're full of rotting corpses. And Jesus is saying that you need to bear fruit, that there's people out there who from a distance look good, but as you get closer, it becomes apparent that they're not producing a life that God calls them to produce. So let's jump over to the second part here in verse 20 and following. It says, "In the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots." So it was dead as dead gets. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you have cursed has withered." So the point being here is that spiritually, when we don't produce fruit, we become spiritually dead. So that's something for us to think about today. What are we doing to produce spiritual fruit? When people see us sitting in church, or people see us from a distance, do they see a different person than up close? Let's make it a goal that we remind ourselves that God wants us to bear fruit. He has a purpose for us to share his love with this world. And if we all do this part, we can do great things for God. Think about that today as you read Mark chapter 11.